Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, good morning. It's now 9:15 on Friday, the 26th of February. I've got Bharat Joshi on the line. He's the head of investments at Aberdeen Asset Management, and he joins us now from Jakarta. The Indonesian stock market has seen quite the turnaround from last year when the Jakarta composite was in bear territory and the rupiah was at a 17-year low. So, Bharat, how has the Jakarta composite index performed so far in your view?
Hi, morning. It's actually much better than the region. Obviously last year Indonesia was the second worst performing stock exchange in the region, and now it's the best or second most best performing after Thailand. And the reason is because I think it's another dog's day, I guess. Other markets seeing declines, Indonesia is seeing a much better recovery this time around. And there's been a slew of stimulus packages being announced by the government, which is also aiding investors' confidence for the market.
So you believe this uptrend to be to have some legs?
Yeah, I definitely think so. The rupiah has actually strengthened against the U.S. dollar, so this is also aiding confidence. But there are a few big concerns that people are watching for in the coming quarters. One is execution. Number two is the tax amnesty bill. As most people are aware, there are about $200 billion sitting outside Indonesia, and the government is trying to forgive people that have stashed away cash outside of Indonesia to bring them back. So if this happens, this will actually aid, the rupiah exchange and at least find some home for the returning dollars.
Okay, well, two things that are very interesting. Let's touch on that a little bit later. But first, I want to check on stock valuations. Does Indonesia look expensive to you compared to the rest of the region?
I think when you look at Indonesia and the demographics and the fiscal position and consumption spending is still relatively very strong, and the growth levels that they're eking out is about 5.5%. Relative to the region, is still a very buoyant economy. So this I think you put that against valuations and you can still find relatively good value companies, but you just got to be a bit patient. We are in a very slow cycle at the moment.
Okay. Bharat, you mentioned also the reforms and the execution of such reforms. Let's talk about the Big Bang scheme that President Joko Widodo had recently unveiled. He's trying to open up the Indonesian economy. He's trying to draw investors to over 50 sectors of the economy that were previously closed. Tell us more about these reforms and the sectors that will be involved.
Yeah, I think the old adage of, good times bring bad policies and bad times bring good policies, and we are seeing that ring true in Indonesia. What we have seen in the last two quarters is the government introduced various stimulus packages and reduction in electricity prices and et cetera. These are more short-term impact to the economy, but the longer-term impact was basically the reason removal of sectors which were in the negative list. So, for example, the toll operators in Indonesia, you couldn't own 100%. The max was about 95%, but now it's been removed from negative list and you can own 100%. You can even come in into tower operators. So tower operators, now you can actually own a sizable stake, whereas you was beyond majority in the past. So there's a lot of this stimulus packages being announced, and it's positive for investor confidence. But, you know, similar with everything in the world, we have to see the execution and investors being drawn into this, some of these sectors.
Well, you know, investors can be forgiven for staying guarded about these reforms, Bharat, given the frequency of policy U-turns by the Indonesian government. Are you optimistic that the reforms will go through?
I don't think they actually have a choice, you know, and especially with where Indonesia is right now and you know, the lack of government revenue, you know, and you know, the fiscal deficit is inching up closer to 3%. The government has no choice. And with weakening commodity prices, there's not much avenue for the government to actually throw out bullets. And the only bullet they actually have is reducing interest rates. And they've been doing it fairly well for the last 2 months, you know, reducing by 50 bips. So easing corporates to take up more funding and to invest.
Okay, well, then shall we take a look at some of the more promising sectors that have the potential to grow with the reforms? I mean, should investors be thinking about getting into these sectors early?
Last year what actually we saw was a very weak consumption spending, and we saw across most, even in non-discretionary items. And this quarter, we're seeing a slow pickup in consumer confidence in terms of, you know, the easy picking of cigarettes and, you know, motorcycle sales and etc. So a much better recovery. If this continues, then consumer stocks will be one that's favorable. The other sector that's also quite interesting is the telco sector. Indonesia is the, aside from Thailand and Malaysia, where there's been spectrum, you know, valuations have put up to bid at very expensive levels, Indonesia is still very much sheltered. It's a very forgiving sector. There's less government intervention, so it looks very interesting. The other sector that looks appetizing for investors are construction and cement. And the government is trying to push out infrastructure. It's been a multi-year high in terms of budget and sort of like confetti money being thrown at the infrastructure. So there are going to be some stocks in particular that will do well this year.
Anything that gets confetti money will do well, wouldn't it? Bharat, always a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks so much for your time. That was Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments at Aberdeen Asset Management in Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!